Listen. I never knew being the female in the game would bring me so much pain, and I let it get to my brain. So much so I almost threw in the towel, man, cause it's kinda hard when you don't really fit in. Just let me in. Knock, knock, who there? It's me, though. The same one who taught you how to shoot them free throws. I know you at your door, I see you through your peephole. How easy we forget, now I'm meeting with your ego. Oh, this been heavy on my heart. I've been in the game a minute, I gave most these boys they start. I've been hustling, I've been grinding, I've been doing my thing. I've been praying for the movement, cause we on the same team. 116 Misfits, Humble Beast King. I love what y'all do, but make room for the queens. I got a generation that's coming up behind me. They stepping in stilettos, but they wearing them blindly. I can't just let them fall by the wayside. And I'd be lying if I said I ain't waste time. I let fear get the best of me while I was waiting in line. But they need to see a face that looks like mine. I need to let them hear my voice one time. Remind them of their purpose, cause the ones who got their ears, they lying. Daughters of a king, royal bloodlines. We losing them in places they was never meant to find. I'll never fully understand what it means to be a man. So I hope you let me stand for my ladies in the stands. Rallying the troops, here I am.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. How's everybody doing, man? Peace. Great risings to my kings. Great risings to my queens. Glad to see you up in the room, up and shining, up at work, or up just grinding. Good morning. Glad to see you. Thank you for stepping in. Today's, you know, I usually got like a hot topic and I'm anxious to get to it. But today we're going to honor our mothers. Like, call in 213-943-3705. Let me hear how wonderful your mom is, right? Because without moms, we, you know, a lot of us, because, you know, I also know some people that, you know, they made it without their moms. But for the most part, moms are a vital, important to our structure, right? They're the ones that pour into us. They're the ones that baby us. They're the ones that give us these really big life lessons, right? So without our moms, like, you know, most of us, right? I got to always be careful because not everybody experience is the same, so people's experience is different. So I want to honor that and I want to respect that. But I want to speak about me personally, about my mom and all the wonderful mother-like figures that I've had in my life that have poured into me, that has been amazing for my growth, and I'm so happy and honored. Hey, Andrew, what's going on? Good morning. So we're honoring moms today. You know, Mother's Day is next Sunday, right? And even though we should honor them every day, right, we get one day out the year. Wow. But I think we deserve a whole month if we're going to be honored, right? But that's just me. So how's everybody doing? Shout out where you're tuning in from so I can shout you out. And also, shout out your mom's name so I can shout out all the moms. So we're going to honor moms today. So write down your mom's name on the comments, and I'll shout out your moms. Or if you want to call in, you can call in at 213-943-3705 and give me a wonderful story about your mom. Let me know how amazing, or why do you call her amazing? Why is she Wonder Woman to you? What has she done? What has she poured into your life that makes her, you know, that wonderful? Hey, what's up, Dave? How you doing? How's everybody on IG? So I'm on IG Live, Emma E2K. I'm on Facebook Live, Emma E2K. So wherever you can reach me, come on in. You can call in at 213-943-3705. You can listen while you call in. Or if you want to speak, that's cool. When I go into your phone lines, just give me a shout. And, you know, and shout it out. If you don't want to speak, please don't be afraid. I can't bite you over the phone. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Just stay on the line. I'll keep you on hold, and you can keep listening to the show, okay? So Andrew is calling from, oh, my God, you know I got problems with glasses. So I want to say it right. It's Titusville, Florida. Rosa Maria. So his mom's name is Rosa Maria Alers. Happy Mother's Day, Rosa. Happy Mother's Day, Maria. Yes, we're going to honor the mamas today, man. Even though Mother's Day is next Sunday, we're going to honor today. Why not, you know? I'm glad that I have an amazing platform that allows me to do these wonderful things. So shout out to my CEO, Lush Radio Online, that allows me to do these things. We're going to honor moms today. I'm a mom. And I'm proud to be a mom. And I'm going to shout myself out. Hey. Hey. No, so seriously, leave in the comments wherever you're reaching out from, whether it be Facebook, whether it be IG, leave your mom's name so I can shout out your mom and wish her happy Mother's Day. I'm going to check out my phone lines and see who's in my phone line. So it's Titusville, Florida. Okay, Andrew, I'll see you. Rosa, hi, Maria. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Dee. I see you. I see y'all coming in. Happy Mother's Day, Marisol. I see you. Make sure you put in where you tuning in from so I can be able to shout out your state, your city, your borough, your county, wherever you shouting out from. So Florida is definitely in the building right now. Shout out to Florida. Florida is first in the house today. So Andrew says, what my mom left imprinted in me is to be tough, that no one is gonna do for you but yourself, no one's gonna do for you but yourself, and that only with God can you go through the things in this world. I miss her so much. So shout out to Andrew and the amazing things that he has to say about his mom. So I'm gonna go on my phone lines to see if anyone wants to shout out their mama. 727, good morning, y'all. We're Emma E2K, please.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. This is my son.
Yeah. happy early Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Here we go.
My son is calling in from Missouri, so shout out to Missouri.
And we call it misery out here, though.
Okay, I don't
want to
say that.
No offense to any Missourians. Well, wanted to take the time to call in and say how grateful I am, because without you, I would not be where I am today. You took me in when nobody else wanted to. You stepped up and took the responsibility of raising me and making sure that I was okay and making sure that I'm the man who I am today. Learning how to respect women, learning how to shave, learning all the stuff that, you know, a father is supposed to do, you know, traditionally or whatever. You took your responsibilities in doing all that. I'm very, very, very grateful for that.
Right.
And I love you.
I said, all right, I didn't want to cry, but okay.
So,
thank you.
You definitely deserve more than just a day. You deserve definitely more than just a day. And all the mothers out there that are doing their thing deserve more than just a single day of recognition. So, shout out to all the mothers out there doing their thing, too.
Yes. Yes, man. Stay strong, mothers. Even though sometimes we don't be recognized, just know that, man, the kids, when you pour great love into these children, they really, you know, some of them don't know how to express themselves. So don't think that you're not valued. You are valued. You do amazing things. Mothers, continue to be great mothers, man. Put your kids first. Some women want to be women first and then mothers later, but when you're a mother, you have to be a mother first. So shout out to all the amazing mothers that have sacrificed financially, emotionally, however it is that you sacrifice to make sure that you put your child first and on top. So shout out to y'all. Thank you, my son, that made me cry early this morning. I love you.
Love you, Mama.
And you are my eldest and my first pride, so just to let you know, in my children tribe. I love you.
Love you too, Mom.
And you can say listen to the show if you like. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay. Love you.
I love you too. So that was my eldest. Oh, my God. Right? So I got to contain because I forget that I'm live and y'all got... Yeah, guys can see me crying and weeping and all that. So I don't want to do that. It's Motivational Mondays. It's really to motivate. Even though the ones, let me shout out those women that have never given birth but have raised children. You guys are mothers as well. You don't necessarily have to be giving birth to raise a child. A woman is not someone that can just bear children. And just can have children. I know plenty of women that have big children and are mothers. So shout out to all those mothers, the ones that take it in, the aunties that step in, the grandmas that step in, the cousins that step in, and, you know, are mothers to these children that need it, that don't have it. So those are the mothers that I really want to shout out this morning, those that get lost under the radar right away. People are like, oh, well, I'm a mother because I gave birth. That doesn't qualify you to be a mother because you're giving birth. There's many women that give birth and pass the child on to somebody else to raise or to care or to take care of. So, yeah, sorry, that doesn't qualify you as mom. We're not really shouting you out today. So I'm going into music and I'll be right back.
There's a quiet place that gives me peace when I'm alone with you. There's a hiding place. Your spirit's always there when I'm confused. Yeah. Need you, Lord.
Shouting our mothers today.
I'm a stranger here, thirsty because I know it's not my home. Like a desert here, I need to live and work for these dry bones. Jesus, fill us again with your presence flowing deep within. New life begins.
Mondays with your empowered and positive host Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. And usually I have a hot topic to discuss and talk about, but today, because Mother's Day is next Sunday, I want to just honor some mothers. I want to honor my mother. Put your mother's name on the comments. I'll shout out your mom and say happy Mother's Day to mom, whether she's here in the physical or whether she's in heaven. It don't matter. All moms are amazing and beautiful, and they need to be honored, especially those great moms that really take out the time to nurture your child when they're sick and big them up when they feel low. Hey, Marisol, my top fan. What's going on? Good morning, good morning. Hey, Junior, I see you, cuz. I'm good, I'm good. Honoring mothers, honoring my titi, honoring Bebe, honoring all the great mothers. Bebe is here, you know, and she's going to be honored too, cuz. So I love you. Even mothers that are here and that are not here, don't matter, man. Edgar says love to all the wonderful queens. Yes. We wear those crowns on top of our heads, man. It's important to honor mothers, to honor those that nurture us, whether it be an aunt, whether it be a neighbor, whether it be, it could be a stranger that can be your mom figure. I've had amazing mom figures from my aunties, from my titties, all the way to just women that were older than me and kind of nourished me, empowered me. My older sister, Marisol. I've had good nurturing. I've seen great examples of amazing women that have cared for their children. And can I share with you, most of those, it wasn't even their biological children. So just to remind you that just because you bear children doesn't mean that you're a mother. So mother is day in and day out. Mother is running to the hospital, running to the emergencies, running to school, getting up every day in the morning to take your child to school, to pick them up, to make their lunch, to make sure there's milk in the refrigerator before you buy yourself the new Jordans. Am I touching on something today? I don't know. But shout out to all the mothers. I just want to shout out the amazing mothers, the aunties that step in when their brother's kids or their sister's kids are abandoned because they're out there living their best life or doing what they want to do and forget that they've brought children into this world. It's a sad situation, especially in Florida and Tampa. You have kids that are abandoned daily because the mother and parents are doing their own thing and are considering the children. I don't want to get off topic because that's another topic for another day, but I want to shout out the mothers. So everybody write your mother's name down on the comments. I will shout out your moms. I'm going to go into my phone line, see who else is with us and may want to shout out their moms. Again, when I go into my phone lines, people, if you don't want to speak, don't hang up. You just don't say nothing, and I'll continue to put you on hold, and you continue to listen to the show. Because there's some people that listen to the show that way. They call in. All right? So I'm going to my phone lines. 917, good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, peace. 917, okay. I'll continue to put you on hold. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. 646, good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, peace.
Good morning, sis. How you doing, baby?
Good morning, bro. Good morning.
I want to shout out to all those beautiful queens out there, single queens. Happy, what they say, happy wife, happy life to all those beautiful women out there that are doing, that are getting up at 5:30 in the morning, making breakfast for their kids, sending them to school to get education, to all those beautiful mothers. Especially, I want to give a shout out to my mother, my aunts, all in the boogie down Bronx, all over the world. Not only the Bronx, all over the world. Without your mothers, we wouldn't be here sitting talking to Emma this morning. And
that's right.
Also, I want to give a big shout out to my beautiful sister, Emma. M2K, what? E2K. I always get it wrong. She knows that. I always get it wrong, but you know what?
It's all good. The love is real.
It's not only Happy Mother's Day. Your mothers are all year round. It shouldn't be just one day. It's all year round. Like Emma says, when the kids are sick, who rushes them to the hospital? The mama. I mean, the guys do too, but, you know, beside the point is mothers do everything, everything. I've seen it with my eyes, man. I feel it with my heart. I feel that spirit going by me every time, you know. And just love to all your mothers, man. All the wonderful things y'all do, man, for these, for us. And just keep on having the blessing and keep on just giving us the glory. And wonderful day to get up today and talk to Emma about this today. And it's hard. It's hard. In some situations, Emma knows what situation I'm talking about. But I love all your mothers, regardless we're together, we're separated, married, sickness, for forest, all that good stuff. I pray for all your mothers, man, and y'all keep on having a blessed day. Amen.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But
happy
listen,
Mother's Day
you get
to
off,
your mom.
Thank you.
And all
when
the mothers
you
in your life.
Okay. When you get off the phone, I need to speak to you for real. This is between me and you.
Yes. Offline.
Okay.
Yes. You got it.
All
okay.
Right.
I'm going to
yes.
put you on hold. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, baby.
All right, bro. So, yes, shout out to all the mothers worldwide. Latoya, I see you. I see you, queen. I see you. And also, just because you don't have children, but you take care of other people's kids, you know, if you're an auntie, even if you're a cousin, and you love and you babysit and you, you know, teach your little cousin things or whatever, happy Mother's Day to you, too, because you're still pouring into somebody else's children. My baby daddy is on. It says, shout out to everyone tuned in. I'm at the dentist, or I will call in myself. So shout out to Mark. He called in to shout out all the amazing mothers that he knows, and well, me, because I'm his baby mom. But shout out to all those still trying to call in, still writing. So Florida's in the building. BX is definitely surely in the building. Alabama, I see you. Okay, so Alabama is on as well. And Missouri is on. So shout out to y'all. I love my worldwide audience. Tampa is tuning in. So I see you, Tampa. Okay, I haven't missed you. Happy Mother's Day. And, you know, this one here is going to go out to all the mothers right here because we are... every woman. Happy Mama's Day, everybody.
Oh,
woman, we every woman. I'm a reflection of my queens, and my queens are a reflection of me. We are shouting out the mothers, the mamas. Happy Mother's Day. The true mothers, man. The ones that sacrifice. The ones that really are out there. Aunties, grandmas, cousins, strangers that step in and become the best and amazing mothers that you could have in your life. I have amazing women that poured into my life, adopted mamas. That cared for me and wanted the best for me. So happy Mother's Day. Even though it's next Sunday, I'm shouting out Mother's Day today, and we're going to shout out our moms today and the significance of what that is. So Marisol says, shout out to my BFF, Ruth Pacheco. Not only is she a mother and a grandma, but she is a mother to kids in the juvenile justice system. So happy Mother's Day. You know, and here she is in the juvenile system pouring love into other people's children, because again, I keep repeating, you're not a mother just because you're spewing babies out. I'm just saying, I know. I'm going to my phone line. 240. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K. Peace.
Hey, it's your girl. Let's see, that's live in the building. How you doing?
Good morning, Mama. Happy Mama's Day to you.
Happy Mama's Day to you.
You already know, man. Today, I had this other topic, and I don't know. I just said, you know what? Next Sunday is going to be Mother's Day, and then I'm going to come in on Monday and say Happy Mother's Day and already passed. I want to get ahead of the game. So today, I wanted to shout out all the mothers and tell everybody to put, you know, their mama's name in their comments, and we just don't celebrate ourselves enough, I don't think. What do you
think? I think it's true. I think we're natural nurturers, so we're always concerned about everyone else. And as women, you know, we take on so many different tasks and so many other people's issues that we never sit back and just kind of take time for ourselves. And mothers work hard. It doesn't have to be a biological mother, but somebody that steps in and plays that role in your life that gives you some type of guidance and pours in that love into you. I have a couple of adopted mamas, and I got my real mom, and sisters, aunts. There's so many people out here, and it's so many people that, you know, can't have children, but they've taken on a lot of children and they've guided them through their life. So like I said, it's a blessing to be a mom. I can't even, like, there's not even words to explain being a mother.
Right.
And every day there's no manual on how to be the perfect parent, but you know, you just pray to God that you try to do the right thing and make sure that your kids don't have to go through what you went through. So, but I just said it's a blessing for all the beautiful mothers out there, and take time for yourself, man. And not just Mother's Day is just one day. Like, every day is Mother's Day. Every day you should love yourself. Every day you should take time for yourself. I've decided to dedicate at least once or twice a month a day for myself to just, you know, get away, because, you know, we get overwhelmed with social media, with life, with family. Sometimes you end up neglecting yourself, and you're like, what did I actually do for myself? So definitely take time for yourself.
Yeah, because if we're not happy, we can't really share a fake joy if we don't have it to the children that we are pouring into and that we are raising and that we are loving. Whether they be our nieces and nephews, whether they be biological children or not, we're still mother figures because we're nurturers. You know, God just mm-hmm. built us to be nurturers and to be nurturing. He didn't necessarily say, you know, you're going to be a mother only if you bear children. And the only reason why I keep repeating that is because there's so many women that I know that have taken on responsibilities of other people, and they get, you know, just under the radar. It's like people are like, oh, well, you know, she never gave birth, so she's not a mother. Excuse me? She's more of a mother
mm-hmm.
than the one that pushed that baby out. Are you kidding me? Like,
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No. So today I want to really stress on that, on those aunties and grandmas and cousins and all those women that step in, that have children already and take on more children, that have no children.
Exactly.
And step in and take care of those children. So shout out and my hat and my my queen salute goes out to these amazing women that, you know, not everybody's cut out to do that. Not everybody's really cut out to do that. Not every woman has that nurturing quality either, you know.
That's true.
And not to say that they're bad women, it's just they don't have those qualities. You know, they're really just not mothering or going or mother, you know, will get up at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning to make sure their kid is all right or whatever. They're just not going to do that. And, hey, again, nothing wrong to that. But the ones that are, those are the ones I want to shout out. Those are the ones that do celebrate Mother's Day. Those are the ones that should be getting flowers and everything else on Mother's Day. That's just my opinion.
I want to shout out my Aunt Rosie and grandma and a couple of people, just like Emma, like, it takes a village to raise a kid. I'm gonna be honest. I just got to thank God for all the women that have stepped in my life to help me along my journey of motherhood. And I consider them mothers. Even if they had kids, they didn't have kids, they stepped in and played that role when I needed that little guidance or that help with your sister. So but definitely, you know, I call them honorary mothers, you know. I'm saying, for pouring love into my kid, you know.
Right. Because like you said, and I always say that a lot about the village, because it's important for us to have the village, not so much to ask questions about what we do with other children, but just so there's other women that understand us and could actually tell us, hey, you need a break. Hey, you need to chill out.
Yes.
You know, because we'll forget. We'll just be on a roll, like, just doing, until we have someone else in our village that's like, hey, you're taking a lot on. You need to breathe a little bit, you know? And Lord Jesus, just even those words are helpful, you know? And guidance. You know, women that have already gone through certain things that you can be like, hey, you know, I'm going through. Even though every child is different, we can't really, you know, have one rule doesn't apply to all children. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what's best for your child at the end of the day. But the village is key and is vital. Like, it just is, man. Having a village around your children is key. Listen, having spiritual mothers. If a child can have 5 mothers, they're more productive than just having one. So the more the merrier. The more the merrier.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Bring it.
Listen, there's 4 weeks in this month here. You get you this weekend, you get us this next weekend, you get. Don't play with me. Come on, I need a break. Don't play with me. We need
that.
Oh my God. Like, come on. I'm not talking to the weekend moms and the ones that come around once a month. I talk about the day-to-day moms. Okay? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
These day-to-day
Facts.
Moms.
You already know.
Oh, man. Well, you got to juggle work and all type of stuff, ministry and just, you know, business and just day-to-day health, if you have health issues. Like, just so much stuff that just a woman in general goes through. And then you add on a couple of kids, it's like, hello, what you say? You said my kid was cute. Here you go, come pick his butt up. Come pick his butt up, cause I need a break.
Oh man, but I think speaking of that, I think it's definitely because I've seen some women, they start doing like these like stuff and stuff where women watch each other and take turns, you know. I think that's a great thing of women sharing or even doing, like, because sometimes you have some people that have kids, like only one child, and, you know, you might not be able to have another child or just, you know, you just weren't able to have another kid. You know, you're looking for that sibling or your kids to play with somebody. You know, having play dates, I think those are essential, have social interaction. You know, and having that other fellow mother that you can do stuff with your kids. Because sometimes you're like, dang, I can't do anything because I have a kid. Well, finding that environment or those people so you can do stuff with them, with your children.
Yes. So that's helped me out a lot, let me tell you, since I've been here in Florida. Because, as you know, I travel with my children. So if my kids can't go, I can't go, right? So I always try to find situations where I could bring my kids. And, you know, there's a time that, you know, I understand other women are like, hey, well, you know, we just want women, or, you know, just the women. And, hey, I respect that. But at the same time, I'm not going to just abandon my children and leave them just because, you know, grown women want to get together. I mean, I respect that because there's times that I do need that, believe me. But there, I shout out to all the mothers, though, that are like me, that really don't like leaving their children nowhere, and I still have little ones, and we create that kind of play date and environment that the kids could be there. We still get grown-up time, and we still could laugh and fellowship and all that. So shout out to I have an amazing village, I'm telling you. So my village is so supportive that I can do that. They also will come over to my house, and so like that, my kids are at home. They can bring their kids too, and I can still get things done. So I'm telling you, like, if you're not in it, you really don't understand the struggle, the day-to-day struggle, where you just begging for this kid to take a nap so you can do things. Like, so.
Exactly. I mean, I've been there. I remember when my daughter was little, and I'm like, you know, and at that time, like I said, you know, being a parent during that time, and going around, like, there was days that left too. I had to go to an interview, do stuff. Like, what else could I do through my journey,
yeah,
like finding different people? But like I said, I don't believe in work-life balance. You got to customize your life to fit your kid and what you need to do in. And when people say, oh, I can't do anything because of my kids, come on. Don't use your kids as an excuse. You can do a lot of things with your kids. You just have to make
that's,
it work for you.
That's fact. I personally have a queen sister that her kids were like, I'm saying literally, they were like 1, 2, 3, and 4. She had like 3 kids running, you know, like these babies. And she went to college, and she got her degree with these little babies. Okay, like, so when I saw her do it, I'm like, listen, I got no excuse to be saying nothing about nothing. Like, I better get my stuff done because getting, and no car in New York City in the winter, getting on a bus, dropping her kids over at daycare, going to school, coming back, picking up her kids. Like, she did this and got her degree. So shout out to the mothers that don't use their children as an excuse, but use them as motivation, because she used her kids
exactly
as motivation. She wanted to excel, and she did what she had to do and got her degree. So, yep.
Exactly.
Shout out to those mothers, that go that route, as opposed to the other ones that want to go other routes and they want to blame their kid for it. Oh, but I had to go rob that bank because, no, you, what? No, because your kid needed milk. Now your kid don't got you or milk. Like, what? No. We're not doing that.
Exactly.
So don't use your children, please, as an excuse to go do grimy things that you want to do.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And big shout out to Natalia, because she just graduated from Florida, and she's, you know, she,
yes,
you know, she's been with us when we had Street Queens through our journey.
Yes.
And she's involved so much in with, yeah, exactly. So we're really proud of her. She just graduated this past week, so shout out to her.
Yeah, she's been doing
a lot
thing
of graduations
too. Shout out to all those for your higher education. You know, go for it. That's all I say is go for it. If it works for you, go for it. Don't do it for other people, or don't do it just because you want a degree on the wall and you're going to do nothing with it either, because then you got, you know, don't forget y'all pay that money back. That's not free money. Do it because you know you're going to use it and you're going to, you know, progress, because it makes no sense, because they will come after you, man. Them bad boys do not play. They want their money. So you get your degree, but they want their money. Right? Woo! Those student loans is no joke, I tell you. But that's another topic for another day. Shout out to all the mama,
oh,
yeah.
What's your most memorable Mother's Day, Emma?
My most My most memorable Mother's Day, like mine personally. Being home, just being home with my kids, and just doing the mother thing. Yeah, I've never gotten like, you know, like a trip to Paris and all that. And let's face it, my situations with my baby daddies are all a little cray cray. So, but right, because my situation is, man, y'all listen to my testimony. I'm a whole different type of breed. But my special ones have been just being with the kids, being at home, baking, just. Kind of being home and just chilling with them, you know, that is, for me, sufficient enough, because it reminds me of why I do it. It reminds me that I'm not going to take being a mother for granted, you know. It reminds me that that's a blessing and that's an honor that God has bestowed, that I'm able to pour into young minds, that I'm able to have kids, children that are dependent on me, you know, and I get to be able to have that responsibility to step up and take care of them and love on them and guide them, you know, and introduce them to Jesus and all that. So, yeah, just that's been my most memorable, I really have to say, like, aside from receiving any type of materialistic things. Yeah.
I think my most memorable thing was like, I think Natalia was like 7 years old, and like we had went through the whole homeless thing, and we had just like finally got like a place to stay, the room before we got an apartment, and you know, you never know that your kids are looking at what you're doing, you know, because they're little and stuff, and she wrote this little sticky note, and she said, "Mom, I know you could have had gave me up, but I'm glad that you kept me, and I appreciate everything that you do." So, you know, the waterworks, I was crying for like 2 days.
When they do those type of things,
girl.
Listen, Bebo called in the early top of the show, and I already was crying. Like, it wasn't even 5 minutes in the show. Maybe I was like, okay, gotta go. Put your
Girl, what is it that these kids do to us, man? Because you be, like, so hard, and when you have a kid, yo, you're so emotional. Oh, my God.
I was never like this until
I had my daughter.
Because that's a different type of love. It's a whole different type of love. It's a whole different type of love. It's nothing like it. And, you know, and again, I'm going to, you know, repeat, that type of love, you know, you don't only get with a child that you've given birth to. You give that type of love, that type of bond you get from someone that you claim responsibility for. Someone that you truly love, and someone that you are concerned about what happens to them in their life and in their future. And so you create that bond with this little thing that needs you to feed it and change its pampers every 2 hours. And even when you thought it was, you couldn't stand the smell of poo, all of a sudden you just wiping that professionally poo. The wifey. Well, they should have walked on your favorite Versace shirt.
Oh, my God.
On your coach shoes. It's like, what?
Oh, my God.
It's a different type of tolerance and a different type of love when you have, when you're raising children. Like, you know? It is, man.
You
can't. You
can't. You can't get rid of them, and you can't live without them.
Yeah, because you try to be like, you know what, can you take this kid for 2 hours? But then as soon as they go, you're like already crying, and you're like, man, I want them back. What? You just take them 2 hours. know that's happened to me a lot of times.
Then you call in like 50 million times, like, are you okay? Are you okay?
My mother doesn't pick up the phone for me. She'd be like, if you call one more time. Like, didn't you say you needed 2 hours? Stop calling. It's been 10 minutes. I'm like, oh. That long? Oh, my God, 10 minutes. That was so bad.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's the definition.
Man.
That's the definition of mother. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That there's nothing that like you will leave everything and you will dump everything, whatever it is, job, whatever,
exactly.
For yours. That's it. That's what all that boiled down to. So, happy Mother's Day to everybody. I'm gonna read my devotional, sis. So stay on with me. That's we're already like how much more? Okay, yeah, about 8 minutes. I like to read the devotion. I'm going to put you on hold, sis, until I read the devotion, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to read my devotional. I got to throw on my purple Versace glasses. Don't be judging me. I'm a mother that can't see without murky glasses. Don't be laughing either because I hear you laughing. So it's May 6th. Happy birthday to all those celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, or whatever it is that you're celebrating, shout out to you. If baby revealing a new child that just entered your life, shout out to you and all those blessings that come with it. So May 6th, okay. Where am I at? Okay, May 6th, right here, May 6th, always caring. When the hospital doors slide open and we aren't sure what news will greet us, God is compassionate. When the boss calls us for a meeting and dismissal is a real possibility, God is gentle. When we return home late at night to find our personal treasures stolen or destroyed, God is comforting. He cares so deeply for us. Some see God as distant, vengeful, or condemning. Others see God as kind, affectionate, and attentive. Sometimes circumstances become too overwhelming. Mountains of anxiety rise up and we feel isolated and alone. Let no doubt take root. He is a God who cares deeply, loves fully, and remains faithful, ever at our side in times of trouble. Though our sorrows overwhelm us, He is the comfort that we need. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. That's Isaiah 43:2, the word of God. Will you take His hand offered in love and receive His comforting touch? Will you remember His faithfulness and let it calm your heart? He is with you. You will not drown. The flames will not consume you. Cling to His promises, and the mountains, as high as they may seem, will crumble at your feet. And that is the word of God. That's the way that I always like to say that. I'm going to open your mic, your line now. So that's the way that I like to always end the show with the word of God. Usually, it matches up and it aligns with what we speak about, what the topic was about. Because God's time is of perfection. Happy Mother's Day to everyone, to whoever needed to hear anything that we said today. We're celebrating genuine mothers, mothers that do the sacrifice, you know, those that are mothers and don't sacrifice. I'm not calling you a bad person. This is not your shout-out. The shout-out is not for you. The shout-out is for those that really sacrificed, that have really paid the way, that have done the ultimate for the child to have that milk in the refrigerator, to have that those clothing on their back, or to have that shelter over their head. Those that, you know, went through school, through college, went through the homeless shelter, did whatever they had to do because the agenda was the best interest of the child. So shout out to those women, those mothers. Shout out to my mom, Angie, that has mothered many, has mothered me and has mothered many, aside from my siblings. She has welcomed so many in her home. And, you know, that's a product of who I am. She's the one that taught me how to open my doors and how to love on whoever God put in your life, you know. God says love your neighbor as you love yourself. And she, my mom has been the ultimate example of that, where she has loved on people where I even question, like, Mom, I think you should really consider. And she's like, no, God doesn't discriminate. God says love them all. I'm like, okay, because we could love them, but do they got to live here? Like, you can just love them and they don't have to live here. But, you know, when we young and ignorant, we don't know any better. I mean, but don't get me wrong. I still love people from a distance. They ain't going to live here. I just thought I'd throw that out. So happy Mother's Day to all those amazing mothers, those mothers that got your kids back 100%, those mothers that still do lunches for them to take to school, still sit with them, still sleep with them, still pray with them. All those mothers that still sew kids' clothing. I don't do that. I go to the store. But there's some mothers that sew their clothing and sew pillowcases and all that. That's so cool. I can't do that. So shout out to them. Shout out to those mothers. Shout out to those mothers that are still taking their kids to the beauty pageants. I'm just saying, if they start crying, take that makeup off of them and that wig. Okay, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. All those mothers that know their kid have a talent and they go all out, that they move from state to state just so their kid can have the opportunity to be the best dancer, to be the next singer, to be the next painter. We've heard a lot of stories about that where the family just got up and supported these kids' dreams, and in return, they went and bought them a mansion. I got to see what my kids like. So, I got to see what my kids like because I'm in need of a mansion. Okay, so happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Well, we do have a mansion. Wherever we at, it is our mansion because we're the queen and we rule. We rule.
Amen. I just want to shout out my mother, Ola Tumba Edu, for all the sacrifice she did for me. So shout out to her.
Yes, shout out to all the mothers. Shout out to my TT, all my Nigerian TTs, all my Nigerian mamas, all my Puerto Rican mamas, all my black mamas, all my white mamas, all my Asian mamas. Okay, all your mamas worldwide, happy Mother's Day. Stay amazing. Stay sweet. And also, you got to punish them and time out. You could do that. That's still being a good mom. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay, happy Mother's Day from Emma and Lush, LushRadioOnline.net. You know, Lush Radio Mamas, we wish you and yours a happy and amazing Mother's Day. Be careful, be safe, and know the reason why you do it. Stay on the mission, which is to have these children be productive children in society. Because remember, they are the ones that are going to vote. They are the ones that are going to put you in that old folks' home if you don't chill. Okay, happy Mother's Day. Peace.